A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men News. It is Monday the 29th of July. Welcome to the pit of despair that is Liverpool's pre-season at the moment. I am Paul Mayton, I'm joined by Sam Walker for this one. Sam, how's your general levels of happiness?
Could be better, but you know, we've got to be positive. New seasons are upon us, you know. Yes. Cup to win on Sunday, Paul.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, if you're just joining us on this channel on YouTube for the very first time, this is Red Men News. Please do subscribe. We're here roughly at 12:30 every single day, Monday to Friday, with all the latest on the Mighty Reds and beyond. Let's dive into it then. First and foremost, according to Calcio Mercato, Sam, Liverpool eyes on a jewel of Bordeaux. I love that these are my favourite parts of the whole transfer window because the rough translations that Google does for this. Sirens from the Premier League for the Bordeaux jewel, Francois Camano. The Ghanaian striker is in fact targeted by Liverpool, who would like to invest 15 million euros to bring him to Mersey. It's nice to see a new name linked in this window. I've never heard of this lad and I can't see this being even remotely real.
I reckon he's mates with Keita.
Yeah.
And they've been seen together talking. Maybe talking about Liverpool, you know, with the fact they might have won the Champions League this season. So that's it, you know, link. There you go, clickbait, boom, we're in.
That's literally all there
that's
is
it,
as well.
100%.
That's the full the total jewel. Of it. The jewel, the sirens from the Premier League. I love that. Let Liverpool like some sort of, like buy some sort of like pool of water draped in loose linens, just making seductive gestures towards this lad. You're right. It's got. You can always see the threads of where this comes from, and in being a Ghanaian, probably has something to do with it. We won't dawdle too long on that one. One thing that we were chatting very briefly about. Harry Wilson, according to a Football Insider, or a Liverpool source has told Football Insider, the Bundesliga giants Dortmund are eager to test Liverpool's resolve to keep Wilson and have registered their interest in landing him permanently. Apparently, we read last week, according to them, that Newcastle and Aston Villa are both exploring late window moves for Wilson. That makes sense.
It does. The only thing with Dortmund is, from looking at the graphics that have been flying around the internet, they've spent a bit of money this window. Mm-hmm. So the kind of money that we're talking about letting Wilson go for, they're saying, well, the in the nose are saying 25 million is the figure. Mm-hmm. It seems a little bit optimistic for him to be going there for that much money. Yeah. But I actually think this is the kind of signing that Dortmund would make. Yeah. He's a talent. He's young. He's played for Wales. Mm-hmm. He's everything that they look for in a young player from the Premier League. And I reckon Leipzig will probably be in for him. They're the two clubs, aren't they? Just sweep up all the talent from the Prem.
Absolutely. You're right. This, again, if you look at the threads, it makes perfect sense. British player, not quite able to force his way into a top Premier League club. And you've got the choice between going to a mid to low level Premier League side and probably playing, or you could well go and get a move to a half decent Bundesliga team. It's starting to become the path well trodden. We've seen the likes of Jadon Sancho do it. We've had not great success in terms of like loans going out there. Ryan Kent's loans to the Bundesliga didn't work. Divock Origi's didn't work. But, you know,
Grujic has been a bit better.
Grujic has been a bit better. 25 million seems a lot. I can't imagine a Bundesliga side paying that much money for someone. I don't think Wilson's quite at that level. You know, he's like a Jadon Sancho. It makes sense if you're looking at that kind of fee.
There's another one as well. Someone else has done it as well this year. There's been a second player. I can't remember who it was, but there was another player from the, it might have been a Chelsea player actually who went over there and has done quite well. I can't think of
when you look at like Bayern have constantly been chasing Callum Hudson-Odoi.
That's right,
you know that and those make sense. I'm not sure on the Wilson stuff, but as far as clickbait goes, it's certainly It certainly works in that regard. But let us know your thoughts in the comments, whether you think Harry Wilson to Dortmund, do they need him? You know, or would it be another Bundesliga club? What type of move makes sense? Or if not, do you think he's got what it takes to be a Liverpool squad player this season? Okay, we'll move on then to the Mail, who've pulled another name out of obscurity here. Sam, West Brom face Rayan Tulloch dilemma as youngster attracts interest from Brighton, Liverpool and Swansea. Oh, all the big names.
Yeah.
They've clearly just thrown Liverpool in here for a laugh, I reckon.
Yeah, I reckon they just put Liverpool, Man United and Man City in a hat and we just got pulled out that week. Do you know, honestly, like Brighton and Swansea, they could have thought of better names to go alongside us there, yeah. Couldn't they? Brighton,
well, it strikes me that Brighton and Swansea probably are genuinely interested in this lad and they've gone, well, that's just not sexy enough. Yeah, what can we do here? As you say, go into the big club name hat. Liverpool, great, yeah. Throw that in
the
there.
The agent probably got an email off like Liverpool marketing and he's gone, oh, look, I've got an email from Liverpool here. It's got Tulloch in here.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, just to round out on this then, West Brom are facing a delicate situation over the future of highly rated youngster Rayan Tulloch amid interest from Brighton and Hove Albion, Liverpool and Swansea. They've seen numerous young players leaving the Hawthorns, most notably Louis Barry going to Barcelona and Morgan Rodgers. Oh my God, I'm boring.
I saw that Louis Barry one. That's interesting.
Yeah, I didn't realize manager Slaven Bilic is targeting Kenneth Zahor. Oh my God, this is terrible, isn't it? Didn't realize Slaven Bilic, man, there you go. He's back in management, good to know. Couldn't care less. But yeah, he's 18 years old, scored goals for England under 16, under 17s, drafted into the first team by Pardew in December 17, sure. And has aspirations of being integrated into Bilic's side.
I mean, given what we've done recently with Sepp van der Berg and Harvey Elliott, there could be some legs in it. We're trying to bring in the next group of young players from across the country.
I think you're right. I think in terms of we've signed the young centre half, yeah. We've got the young, you know, skillful centre mid, yeah. in Harvey Elliott. It wouldn't surprise me because we've got the young striker,
yeah.
there Leon Brewster. But have we got the young winger? Okay. I mean, I don't know.
And we've got the Czech Trade Trophy this year. The under 23s are going into. Absolutely. So you know, might be trying to bolster that squad.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, you want to win every piece of stuff you're involved in, don't you? So maybe that's the case. But I think there's something in this. I think if Liverpool are, I don't see Liverpool going big, which we'll come on to in a moment, because obviously you've got the big story, the big topic everyone's waiting for, especially Arsenal fans who'll be probably pooing in their pants at the prospect of what we're about to talk about next. But following the trend of what Liverpool have done, you're right, it stands to reason Liverpool will be more likely to move for a teenager to fill the wing positions necessarily than a nailed on one. So with that being said, let's move on to the top topic, and I use that with heavy quotations around. And this is another wonderful one from footmercato.net, and a wonderful translation. Author of a full season in Ligue 1 last season, 38 games, 22 goals, 11 assists, yeah, I know. Nicolas Pepe, 24 years, continues to talk about him on the transfer market. Even better, interested clubs now spend the second to get the services of the Ivorian. While Arsenal will now hold the rope on the record.
The rope, yeah.
The Times reports that Liverpool, winner of the last year Champions League, would have contacted the agent of Lille, under contract with Lille until June 2022. The Doge. Okay.
Yeah. Is that a river? Is that a close by river?
Why not? Is also followed by Naples, Manchester United and Paris Saint-Germain. Just to qualify this, it says the Times report. I clicked that link for the Times and there's no mention of it on that link whatsoever. Just that Bale's deal to China is likely to collapse because they filled their foreign player quota, which is interesting.
So that's definitely a lawsuit that waiting to happen.
Yes, I wouldn't hold too much into this. This feels like the last horror movie villain scare from this transfer story relating to Liverpool. We know Arsenal apparently had a bid accepted for him. It's almost certain that he will be following this path.
They're trying to get as many clicks as possible, as much out there as we can. How do we drive the traffic? Once he signs for Arsenal, it's gone. Let's get one more dip in for it. Or it could be, do you remember when Willian was going to sign for Spurs? Did Chelsea let him do his medical? Yeah. And then bang, you know, we might be just letting Arsenal waste the money on a medical.
That's the one last...
The Spire might be full next week, you know what I mean? You just don't know.
They're all booked up. But that's been my only lingering hope for a big transfer this summer for Liverpool was that... Because there's a Liverpool tax, and because Liverpool have a list of targets, but they're not going to publicly come out and start being linked with things. And we shut down a lot of the leaks and the rumours coming out of the club. I felt like the only chance Liverpool were going to make a big signing was to go and hijack a deal, as is being reported, is that wait till someone else gets a bid accepted, then go, okay, cool, we'll go in and an acceptable fee. But more and more, all stuff coming out of Jurgen Klopp, you know, he talked about the Coutinho stuff last week, and he said, look, Coutinho,
it's too big a deal.
Yeah, you know,
it's a very
we're
big
not
deal
gonna
to
be
make.
Going yeah. big. We're just not going big this summer.
And the funny thing is, for the money, obviously wages is a different argument altogether, but the money that, Arsenal are gonna pay for Pepe, isn't it? £72 million. That's probably not that far removed from what you'd pay for Coutinho if you went in and dug it out with them. So just doesn't seem to happen.
I don't get me wrong, this shouldn't be treated in any way, shape or form as my whether I'm happy or not with this. I would be so much greatly comforted by Liverpool going out and buying another ready-made player to fit in on left wing or right, particularly left wing. Yeah, you know, we could do with someone adding another right-footed, pacey player to go in there, and I'd feel loads more relaxed about the situation. But I'm just reading between the lines. It just doesn't look likely.
Although there will be one better scalp than this. Can you imagine? Sky Sports News or some other outlet that are out there saying Liverpool hijack Everton's move for Zaha. The few would be fantastic. I think that would be a better headline, and that's the only one.
That's the old. We haven't done that since the days of Momo Sissoko, have we? Rafa goes, oh, he's over here. Oh, I know him. I've got his number. Yeah. Go on. We'll have him instead. As long as the transfer window's open, we've got another week and a bit, haven't we, till it closes. I wouldn't say it was out of the realms of possibility that Liverpool would go for someone. But I think if you've set yourself up emotionally, like you need this big signing, I would start to think of other things that are going to make you happy in your life, because Liverpool, all the rumblings come out of the clubs, and we can use the Van Dijk stuff, and we were told X, Y, and Z in the past. That's fine, and if something does come off, we can add that to the list of we've been misled by Liverpool. Yeah. Yeah, but it does strike me as though we're going to
And Klopp likes to
it.
Go early, doesn't he? We don't really do these out of nowhere later on in the transfer window, do we? So that's another signal.
Well, the exception that you got of Oxlade-Chamberlain came in, didn't he, of course. And we've seen a couple of bits, but we were sort of chatting about this before. Even if we sign Nicolas Pepe, is he necessarily going to play against Norwich or City? Yeah. No, but not necessarily, because Klopp likes to integrate players. Yeah. He's not going to be in our way of playing. We're still more than likely going to see one of Ox or Genie playing the front three for the first couple of games of the season. So, you know, this notion that we're going to sign a player because we haven't got the front three fit, I think, however, we do need someone, because I think the legs are going to fall off in the back end of the campaign, and that's when we might
December
need someone.
And
December, of course, absolutely. So, there is that. If you want to get more thoughts from the manager, you can do. Chris Pajak sat down with the gaffer, Jurgen Klopp. That full interview, it's just over 20 minutes, and it's on theredmentv.com. And you get a free month subscription if you sign up now, so you can check that out. And the rest of the videos on Exclusives Week. So we chatted to the likes of Divock Origi, Jordan Henderson, Virgil van Dijk, Joe Gomez, tons and tons of Liverpool players while we were over in the States. But the big one is, of course, Jurgen. That dropped this morning on the website. There will be a little bit coming out on YouTube, so if you're unsure, you'll be able to check that out. I think tomorrow we'll probably put that out when everyone's calmed down from the weekend, but you're not yet raging from inevitably losing in Geneva. There is that. But no, fantastic. He's got a great rallying cry ahead of the season. Talks about the importance of the Liverpool coaches and the coaching staff and building towards. And as it looks a little bit back at some of the stuff from the end of the Champions League last week. So an absolutely brilliant interview that Chris has smashed out of the park. So if you're already a subscriber, that's there for you right now. And if you're not, then do go over. If you've watched it and you enjoyed it, let people know in the comments below. Make sure you subscribe to this channel if you listen to this on the podcast and you're in a position to do so. Vote and drop a 5-star review and anything you want to leave on there, and tweet us at the Redmen TV as well. And that, I'm Paul Machen, that is Sam Walker, and that is your daily news on Redmen News. Ta-da.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.